looking for a real six-figure side hustle, don't think about going corporate. Don't think about trying to be this big-time consultant. You can leverage in your experience, especially in healthcare. Man, the medical device companies are looking for people to go rogue with independent reps. We're going to talk about this and more on today's show. So something that's really taking on the medical device space by storm, and it's a quiet storm. It's not something that's like big and obvious, but I started poking around and talking to a lot of people in this med tech space, and I'm realizing there's more and more independent sales reps finding opportunities and creating real value for the healthcare providers, for the payees, for the actual manufacturers by doing something that's a little bit rogue and going into a direction that allows them to collaborate. And this is what I believe is going to bring about a lot of opportunities for people that are looking for side hustles, like well-paying side hustles. Of course, there's a lot of ways to make money out there online, from driving Ubers to Lyfts, but a true six-figure side hustle opportunity, as well as people that have experience or deep knowledge in one space. I'll give you a couple examples, and I'll go in deeper into that and more on today's episode. So welcome back to the Sales Culture Podcast, where we talk about leveling up your sales and marketing performance, especially for small and medium-sized businesses. This is a place where I believe that, especially if into a brand new industry, like I always talk about med tech, that's the space that I'm in now. But if you're newer to the industry, how do you build these grassroots skills and get your career elevated? Or if you're someone that's looking to really find that profitable side hustle, a man that believes in multiple streams above like income. And I think that being able to sell yourself and being able to sell a product that you believe in is one of the best ways to get there. Everybody has something to sell, and they're always selling something, whether they believe it or not. And so on today's podcast, I want to dissect this current trend that's happening and go head first into this paper that I found from KPMG. And it talks about just all the opportunities that's going on in the med tech world. And these are brewing because med tech companies, which operate a lot like manufacturers. So think about manufacturer reps. These same type of theories apply a lot of times, is ripe for disruption. And the thing that they pointed out in this paper was that med tech companies are really falling into this place of being commoditized. They're falling into this messy middle where everyone's saying that they're the best, right? How many times have you heard that? If you ever go to a med tech conference, I mean, it's almost like cookie cutter from what each different booth is doing to another. Some have blue lights, some have green lights. For the most part, they're saying the same thing, how proud they're the best, and they can get the best outcomes for the patients, or they can deliver faster results, or they have some type of way that they can provide some unique insight. For the most part, unless there's a patented thing that they have around that device, around that piece of technology, they probably don't have the way to defend a lot of what they're up to. So they're looking for ways to add more value and not get stuck in the middle. And this is where I think unfortunately, a lot of companies are going to end up. They're going to end up fighting over price and or even know what makes them unique and who they aren't for. People don't have that conversation nearly enough. Like, this product is not for you, right? Because of XYZ. And so this paper does a good job breaking down why that's happening in the med tech space. And it looks at across numerous different sectors, from oncology all the way through preventive care. And there's a lot of different verticals there. But this is the piece that I think people have to be thinking about when you think about the value chain. There's hurdles at each step, right? From if you're talking to the doctor, doctors can say certain things and manufacturers can't say other things. That's the regulatory approval thing that the FDA always gets in front of. And manufacturers have to only market based off what the regulatory approval is for. I know I'm getting into the weeds, but stay with me. This is why I think that people that are able to add value or add education, that value can come in education, come in marketing. It can come in doing other things for the healthcare provider that will help them maximize the actual tool. This is where I think independent medical sales reps could really excel, especially if you have deep knowledge in the space. I'll give you one example. I won't use her name. She was in the space working for other companies, but she also was a trainer herself for many years. She found a product that she loved that made sense for her while she was working on her extra animals. And she understood that, hey, this product needs more education around it. So she did it, went around and did small training seminars. That was a way that the manufacturer didn't have to worry about taking on that actual workload. So that's a win for them. And then the healthcare provider, the actual end user, got the education that they were looking for, that they probably weren't getting from the manufacturer. So it's a win-win. And these are the gaps that I see the independent medical providers filling. And this is really important. This is where the opportunity is, because if you're looking for a good six-figure side hustle, you can do this type of stuff, especially if you have industry knowledge. Another example, another healthcare provider, I won't name any names, but I won't name any names. I'm not going to make up a name, another health provider was in her space for 20 plus years, worked with a lot of chiropractors and physical therapists doing massage therapy and looking for ways to earn more money. And at first she came to me wanting to buy the product. And she was like, you know what? I could probably sell this product. It works great. And because she had so many people that she was already connected with in her city, other thought leaders in the city, she was able to work with them directly, get deeper knowledge about how they're implementing the actual device at their practices, and then get referrals. Again, win-win setups. You have a manufacturer doesn't have to worry about hiring a brand new person for that area, training them up, having marketing deployed for them, spending marketing dollars, waiting for them to ramp up and be able to take on brand new business. Instead, this person was able to step into a part-time position, basically. She's not on payroll. She works purely as an independent sales provider and still do her main business full-time, and then also make a strong five figures, let's call it 50,000 plus, just side hustling, doing what she already is doing and plugging into other practices without eating up a lot of her time because it fits into her current flow of work. Another thing, again, these are the opportunities that exist. And I think that people could, this is not talked about nearly enough. For people that are looking for ways to one, earn more money, and for like med tech companies or like medical device companies that are looking to fill some of these gaps that they're just maybe not able to or don't have the funds to possibly do due to like the amount of capital it takes to hire on brand new salespeople, or they're not FDA registered to actually talk about these angles. You could bring on a third party that can talk about the education, that can address some of those needs that you can't really discuss as an actual medical device company. So again, like this is a really great paper. I will give you links to it. It talks about all the angles out there, but I'm going to fast forward to this one end piece because I think this is going to sum up a lot of what I think how people should leave this podcast episode thinking about, is that trying to reconfigure how you currently operate. Like there's a B2C play here that is coming out in the future for almost every med tech company, and being able to clearly show how you can connect the healthcare provider with the end users better. And if you can fill those gaps, man, that's going to be a real wave of new opportunities for independent sales providers or independent distributors. So going B2C, meaning like having a way that you can market to patients better, or that you can help the health providers market to patients better, or you can come up with ways that the payers could at least pay for the actual services by the healthcare provider easier. So like figuring out what that B2B or B2C play is that's going to be unique takes a little bit more deeper diving into the actual industry, but that's the future of what's happening. And so if anybody's interested in really diving into the space, man, I'm always looking to talk to good people that are trying to break into medtech. There's a couple opportunities I would love to at least see if it's of any interest to you. So you can always reach out to me. I have my contact information below. Hit me on LinkedIn. And being able to be that independent sales provider allows you to stay agile. You can stay nimble. And especially if you have any type of like ways that you could try to at least specialize in that, in your space, because you've worked at it over years or thought leaders in that space, man, it makes sense for the businesses. Is this cost effective to work with independent sales providers who are knowledgeable and skilled, opposed to trying to, there's great opportunities if people are ready. And there's just a really nice lucrative side hustle that could be put into a full-time thing if you want, but just really see if it makes sense in the beginning and start by being an actual contractor, and you can make it into easily a six-figure play. Most people that have some tenure in this space can easily look at making over $200,000, and it's that unachievable, and you can be your own boss while you're doing it. So let me know if that's of any interest. Hit me up on LinkedIn. I look forward to getting everyone's feedback on this episode too. Drop me a rating. Tell me you hate it. Tell me you love it. Give me some feedback on it. I'll look forward to really hearing how this information resonates with you guys or not. Go Rogue. I think there's a real opportunity to see more of this happen. Until next week, stay agile, stay ahead of the curve, and make sure to stay branding yourself, keeping your name out there in the market. All right.